Microphone check, is this thing really on? I am Bizzack, and I've been gone for a really, really long time, and now I'm back. Janine is out. But, of course, we got Pam. Woo! Pete Chris.
What up?
I'm so sorry. You know, I always do that, too. Isn't this so funny? Because I just know her as, like, little Pam. Like, you know, when I met her.
Put some respect on my name.
I'm sorry. Pete Chris. DJ Pete Chris in the house. Of course, she's killing us with this new motorsport. Ow! Cardi B on everything, ain't she?
Everything. You know, she just got a movie deal, right?
Get out!
Yeah, she making that shmoney.
She was like, what movie is Cardi B gonna be on?
I don't know, but I'll wait for it to come out on Netflix.
Wow, that's crazy.
But congratulations to her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of love for Cardi B, but she had a whole little issue too that I guess we could discuss with her Offset cheating. She like, what would she want me to do? Like, I don't know. Anyway, so we'll get to that on a whole nother thing. But so we have someone in the building with us today, and you know, I think I'm up on things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty, like, you know, up on stuff. And I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, Jason Bass, and we were just having we were at this dinner with a whole bunch of people, and we were just having this conversation, and we, you know, we always make fun because he looks like Jidenna, you know what I mean? So we were like, yeah, you know, Jidenna, blah blah blah. He's like, yeah, and he's like, you know, I got to change. He said, you know, dude hates on my look. He's like, he stole my look, right? And he starts talking about how he stole his look and how you know, he changes up his hair and his beard. He's like, yeah, people got, you know, fake beards and man weaves stuff. And I was like, what you just said? Wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? He's like, you've never heard of a man weave? And I was like, no. He's like, yeah. Let me take you to this IG. My man, Wade the Barber, handle Wade the Barber,
right,
is killing the game with these man weaves. Man,
yeah,
man,
he man, is. Man.
So I was like, oh, we got to bring him in.
Oh, man.
What's up?
Nothing much. What's going on?
What's going on?
I'm all right. I'm doing all right, you know?
I went on your page and I was like, you know, you're supposed to learn something new every day.
Yeah. Yeah, he out here changing people from Pop Pop to Zaddy. Yeah.
Listen, no, Zaddy. He is. He is making people Zaddies.
Yeah. Well, you know, just doing what we love to do, man. Just, you know, I got into it a little while ago, and, you know, it's been really good.
You have to explain to people what a man weave is, because I had to see for, I mean, I said, as I said, go on. His handle is @ Wade the Barber, WADE, okay, the Barber, and check it out, because I was in disbelief. So I said, I need to bring this guy in so I know and understand what a man weave is when I'm out with a guy, so I can be like,
like what we checking? What we checking for?
What's going on?
So it's really, it's you know it as a man weave, but I don't like that word, man.
You
we got to change that up.
Nah.
I hashtag it because it's common. It's popular.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I call it a hair unit. It's a hair insulation.
Okay.
Hair unit, men's hair insulation. But you call it man weave, it just sounds a little demasculating. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, so I've been doing it for about maybe 3 to 4 years or whatever. It's really beginning to get more popular the last 2 years. And I mean, guys been coming from all over, from the UK, from Canada, Alaska. I've had guys from St. Lucia, the Caribbean.
They fly all the way. And where's your shop?
I have one location in Glen Burnie and one in Hyattsville.
So they flying to either location.
Yeah. I mainly do it in Glen Burnie because I got a private room. They always want that privacy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I do it mostly in Glen Burnie and the BWI, like 8 minutes from the shop.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
So wait a minute. So they walk in one man and walk out another.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, because I said you have to go online to like see what I'm talking about. Because I mean, you make people look from, they'll be looking 55,
yeah,
and then they walk out looking 35.
Hey man, it's crazy. I mean, I really feel like I've been operating in my destiny and my calling, like filling my purpose for real. You know, it's like crazy. Like, you know, I dudes be ready to cry when they got the chair because it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
they've been bald all their life for real. Since I mean, I got. Clients young as like 15, 16, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So they starting at that age and going the rest of their life, because everybody's like, you know, not technically like just male pattern baldness, but some people have alopecia,
right, exactly.
have had cancer, lupus, different things, you know, different sicknesses that's, you know, just making their hair fall out. But yeah, man, it's been crazy. It's really been
My question. So, I mean, you've been known as like an excellent barber. I mean, you still are an excellent barber. How did you transition from being a barber cutting hair to actually applying some?
Yo, so that's the problem now. So right now I'm down to cutting hair for like maybe 1 or 2 days a week.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Shut up.
But I got my faithful clients that have been rocking with me, to, you know, all these years. Like, I've been trying to get them in, but I also...
Because you are sharp. Your beard is on point. I'm like, you know...
Thanks. I've been cutting my hair since I was 12, so, you know, we try to keep it together.
I mean, it's
bit.
Bold,
thank
you know? It's so like how some people have patches and stuff. It looks great.
We got those things, you know, make it happen.
Okay.
But, nah, man, it's so... when I can't get them, I send them to all the rest of my barbers. I make sure all my barbers are to a level, you know, they can handle. They good, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So at either location, they go to them. But it's a struggle right now because it's really, you know, trying to transition from a barber, from the regular cuts to the units. It's been, I ain't gonna lie, it's not been easy, but we're making it happen.
So is it really in high demand at this point?
Yeah. It really is.
I mean, it looks good.
It does.
Like, it really looks good. And I just had some questions because, and I was looking at, you know, some of the people on your page.
Right.
And I'm like trying to, you know, I know you can't give away your secrets of how it's actually applied or whatever, because you do have classes that you do teach, right?
Yeah. My next class is March the 5th, and I'm about to start online training as well for those who are in different countries. I've been having people from Russia and Mozambique and Nigeria and mad people from different countries that want to take it, but they can't all fly here.
Mm-hmm.
This last class, I was blessed to have somebody from UK and somebody from Canada that flew to take the class this last Monday or whatever. But, you know, everybody ain't got the bread to do that. So
how much is the bread? How much is it?
$650
a class for you to teach them how to actually do it.
Right.
And you've been doing it for 3 years.
Right.
Now, so when I'm looking at the, you know, and I have a lot of questions.
Okay. Hey,
right.
Come on,
I have a lot
let's
of
go.
Questions.
Let's
and
go.
I said, I know you can't go into, you know, disclose all of your stuff because you have a class and you have a business.
Right.
But how are you, you know, as we were talking, Pam and I were talking, like, is it bundles that you're taking?
Right.
Is it like,
we want to know.
Nah, so it's different ways. All right. So not bundles per se, but. There is some that I could use some bundles per se. I mean, some of them already come made. I make some of the units myself.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I teach all that. I teach all that in my class as well. You know what I mean? So it's different ways you could do it. It's not just one set way. So it depends on how long you want it to last, what style you want, what look you're trying to go for.
So how much does this run for a guy?
It depends. So it could go from anywhere from $200 to about six something a person, depending on what you want.
So like 200. So if they want a little, like what's a 200?
Like
a 200
unit is just if you want your front line brought down, like a frontal.
Okay,
you know
gotcha.
What I'm
right.
Yeah, and
oh, because the hairline is receding a little.
Some people good everywhere else, but that front line just receding.
Gotcha.
It's going further and further back. So if you want that done, I just it's 200.
You just touch them up real quick, because you know back in the day people used to do like the little. Polish and stuff,
the Beijing,
right?
Looking
crazy because people used to have. And then I had a friend who used to go to Virginia State. He would like just have. Wow. He was like, "I'll just have my man line me up, so it always looked like I have a fresh cut."
Right.
And I'm like,
it looks
like a marker on your head.
Right, it looks like a Sharpie.
It's mad shiny.
Somebody applied that hairline for you.
Yeah, mad shiny. I still do Beijing, but if they don't have no hair, I try to talk them out of it. I'm like, bro, like, listen.
You're a good man for that.
Like,
yeah,
because I used to do it back in the day.
Before
all this stuff happening, like, you know, I used to just do what they asked me to do, and it didn't look right, man. Like, they walking out looking crazy, but...
So you for $200 you could get a little frontal.
Yeah, you get a little frontal. Yeah.
So then let me ask this: How do you like match the texture? Like, what kind of texture do you come
on here? All right, so I keep a room full of hair, man. I got a room at the crib.
Like,
yeah,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a whole situation.
What?
So listen, I sell the hair. I got a room full of hair, and then I got like a area in the shop that's full of hair. So I got all types of textures, color. You know what I mean?
Man, you should have brought some in. I would like to see how the frontal look.
Actually, yeah, I should have. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I should have. But yeah, man. So I try to. have all types on deck just in case. Because what I do, my situation is I have my assistant book the appointments before they come. So they send pictures online. You know, I see what they want, and I also look at their hair online, and because a lot of people are coming from out of town, so they can't come for a consultation, and you know that's two trips or whatever. So we try to save them the trip, and I just assess it from there. Now some people will do the trickery; they'll send me a picture and it ain't really them or something, or they didn't color their hair, and when they get to me, it's gray or something. You know what I mean? But we work it out. So.
But what if somebody has, like, you know, one kind of texture of hair and they, like, listen, I'm going all out with this unit. Can I get some silky silk, some waves up in here?
So it's some dudes that come, you know, got the Afro kinks, right. You know, and they want the Miguel, the curtain. Yeah, they definitely want the silky jump.
Mm-hmm. They after want the genuine.
Yeah.
The
nah.
Genuine.
I try to talk him out of it. You know, I always want you to match your texture. You know, match your texture. You know, don't do that. Because it's going to be two distinct differences. You know what I mean? It's going to look crazy.
Trying to make it as natural as possible.
Yeah, make it look as natural as possible.
Yeah, you know, like, did this.
But if they don't have any hair, they can have, it's a buffet. Sky's the limit.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? And so it's like, say for instance, if you got like a different texture and then you got another texture on top, when it's time for you to get a haircut, like, it's going to be a distinct difference. Now, I could fade it down and make it look nice for the first week, but you're going to have to keep getting cuts. And then everybody, you know, everybody ain't able to do that. So,
okay. You know. How often? Okay. Let's just do it. I'm a dude, right? I walk in. What is the step? What do you do?
So, I mean, when you walk in, I wash your hair and then we just apply it. I mean, I have a whole little situation, you know, procedure that I do. We apply it and we cut your hair, style it, and then you out the door.
And you out the door.
So it takes me about an hour. About an hour to an hour and a half.
So about how long does a unit last if someone takes care of it properly?
If you take care of it properly, it can last you up to about 4 or 5 months, depending which one you're going to get. But there's maintenance. You need to do maintenance that I asked for, because some people come and they just want to sit on their head for all that time, and it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's going to end up looking crazy. Your scalp going to be stinking and just...
Yeah.
It ain't good. So you come, let me wash it, take it, reapply it, or take it off and reapply certain...
It's reusable.
Certain ones are reusable. Okay. Certain ones are not, though. So it all depends, and that's where the price difference is.
Right.
And so when you come for the maintenance, that's another price. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a maintenance...
So
y'all
you
got that with Weeze, right?
Yeah.
I'm
not lasting no 4 or 5 months now.
So, yeah.
I might even pay $100 for that.
No, but so, there's Weeze that lasts for about a year, right?
The hair
is so small. Like, you know what I mean? For a man's hair, it's not like it's like a long.
Right.
That's why I say only four, five. If you getting five, you actually cheating the game. You good.
So do you do like dreads? Like, can you do like a unit with dreads?
Yeah, you can do dreads. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Now, I don't per se add dreads, but I got a girl that will do it. Actually, shout out to Brittany over there in Salon Plaza, you know, in Glen Burnie.
So you could do fake dreads.
So would you apply the hair and then you send them to Brittany to do the lock maintenance?
Brittany would do the locks to add them, because that ain't my thing. Right, I stay in my lane. You know what I mean? I'm gonna start you, gotcha. And she gonna go ahead and finish.
So do you have one on? Looking at you have a hat on. Let me okay.
All right.
No, everybody always asks me that. Do I got a unit? Nah. If I needed to get one, I would wear it, though.
Wear it. So, do people do beards, too? You do beards.
I do beards.
What?
How does the... Okay. How does the beard work? And how you walk in with no beard and then you walk out with a beard? Like, how's the dude say? Like,
I try to... Like, my thing is, if you have nothing on your face, I don't want to do it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But there's a way you could do it. Like, even in Hollywood, for movies, there are people that they have beard lace units. Like, you know what I'm saying? They expensive, but if you want it, you can make it happen. Now, what I try to do, if I'm going to make you a custom unit for your beard, I want you to at least have a goatee or something. Have something for me to connect to, and then we can build from there so it can look natural. At least,
So has there ever been a horror story, somebody kissing in the...
Oh, boy. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, there's people that it didn't last for. Now that's what this is. This is the thing. I tell you, if you're gonna get a beard, it's just really like a weekend type of thing for real.
Okay, yeah,
that's your weekend look.
Because you gotta wash
your
face.
That's your weekend look.
Unless you know how to maintain it, you know what I'm saying? Then you can it can last you a little longer. But it's not nothing less durable like that. That's why I don't usually.
Do you have to keep something
beards.
Like that on your face? I can't imagine keeping something like
that.
Yeah,
that's
on
too
face.
Much. Man. Yeah, that's really too.
So
much.
So with the hair, right? Okay, back to this hair, right?
Yeah.
So you get it done. Mm-hmm. And it's getting on to the, you know, you maintaining, it's getting up to like 2-3 months as a woman, right? Am I able to, is it lifting? Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes with lace fronts,
it'll
start lifting and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it will lift. That's why I asked you to come and get the maintenance.
Okay,
Got you. And I reapply it. Now, I do give them some of the glue. Well, I sell them the glue. I actually have my own glue, lace glue out there now or whatever, called Ultimate Essentials Invisible Bond Plug. Shameless plug. Anyway, if you want to buy some, you can come holler at me. But I sell them some and I teach them how to apply it if they want to, if they need to. Because like I said, most of my clients come from out of state, out of the country and stuff like that. So they can't all just come for maintenance just like that all the time. And then out of the country. So like,
worldwide right
so
here.
What happens
worldwide
is,
wage.
I'm trying to build a team of barbers in different places so I can send my people in that area. I send send them to you or whatever to do the maintenance. You know what I mean? So you'll have to come right back to me. Like, say, for instance, the guy that came from London to my class Monday, I'll send my London people to him. You know what I'm saying?
Connecting other people with
him. Can you swim? Can the guy swim?
So you can swim. I have clients that swim. In the gym all the time and all that or whatever. The thing about it is, though, when you do that, it depends on where you at in the system. So if you just got done getting it done or whatever, you go swimming or whatever, that's cool. My thing is, if it's been 2 months and you go swimming, you ain't been to me, I can't promise. It may fall off at that point because you ain't did no maintenance.
Head
you know what I'm saying?
Back.
And then after you finish swimming, you gonna need to wash it and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
that's
you
true.
You wash it, rubbing your hand through it or whatever. I can't promise. If you don't know what you're doing, then I don't know. But you can. Depends on where you at in the system. Yes, you can swim. You can get it wet and all that stuff.
Do you make people sign a disclosure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. That's smart.
Everybody, before you come to me. There's an agreement that you sign, and I make everybody pay a deposit half before you get there,
right?
Which is non-refundable. Mm-hmm.
So we did a poll.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Because I said I was like, huh?
Oh God.
I was like, man, weave. Yeah. You know, because it does seem very feminine to me.
Right.
Right. And we were talking about.
Right.
Like, what if he has a man weave and a girdle? Right. You know, there was an episode on a girlfriend's
Joan found the dude that had the man hips. He had a girdle hiding under the bed.
He had man hips?
Yeah, he had man hips.
Man hips.
He was wearing an early 2000 waist trainer.
Yeah. So, we were just,
Okay.
You know, it can be hypocritical. Right.
Absolutely.
For women, because women wear weaves, they may wear fake nails, they may have lashes, else.
Everything.
Fake titties, fake booties, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then they the ones voting, no, we would not date a person with a man weave.
Right.
And then
I don't get it.
You don't get it. Mm-hmm. And you've heard the same reaction.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care if he had a man weave.
Right.
I feel like, why not, care about your personal, appearance. If you want some hair, hair isn't just sensitive for women. Women, when our hair isn't done right, or, we feeling like, man, I'm not feeling that great about myself. Men feel the same way.
That
why don't we take men's feelings into consideration?
Yeah.
Like our own.
Yeah, it's a real thing. I mean, there's some guys that we care about our hair. Sometimes some guys more than some females.
They go every week to get
like,
it cut and shaped up.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, my line ain't right. I like me it be dudes in the mirror like literally like, bro, this just line crooked.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I don't see that. Like, they be zoned in. Mm-hmm. Like, I want this joint perfect,
Right.
So my thing is like, it's a serious thing for guys, and there's a lot of guys that are self-conscious. And the truth of the matter is, everybody don't look good with a bald head. You know what I'm saying?
So that's what Pete Chris was saying.
Yeah.
That everyone does not look good with a bald head, so they may need a man weave to make them enhance their look.
Some guys can't grow beards. My thing is, if you're gonna have a bald head, then have a beard or something like that.
Right.
You know, sometimes some dudes that can't grow facial hair, they end up looking like they got leukemia or something.
Right.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
True, yeah.
And they don't want to have that look.
Right.
So And yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
I mean, it's superficial. I mean, it's just, okay, why would you care about a man having a man weave? It's just like your guy, if he has hair and he gets different haircuts and different styles.
I'm superficial, yo. And it's sad. It's really sad, but it's like, because I even have a problem dating a guy with dreads.
Okay.
Right?
Why is that?
If the hair's too longer than mine.
If it's too long. Okay.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm. All right. Wow. I'm like, if I roll over, I'm rolling over on your hair.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
Wow.
Like, we got the same. We maintaining our hair together. Like, I'm just.
Certain females have a certain, you know, mindset when it comes to certain things about men and
masculinity. Yeah, masculinity. You know, certain
feel like
things.
Guys shouldn't care about you. Really shouldn't care about yourself like that.
I want you to care about yourself, but in
not more than you.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Right.
Not more than me.
And then it depends on the guy too, right? Like, I don't think every guy could pull off a man. You gotta have the right swag, the right look, the right attitude, and everything, so you can pull it off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it definitely
can't be getting your eyebrows done and all that.
Yeah. You're the OD on it.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Too much.
Like, okay.
But I do like a well-groomed man. You know,
okay.
But it's just when it becomes, it just becomes too feminine. I'm just like.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. That's some dudes, like, I got some of the dudes that's getting these the units.
Yeah.
They may not keep their beard shaped up all the time, or they not gonna be to the T dressed crazy. You know what I'm saying? All to the T or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
some dudes just get it and just straight put the white beat on and go to the mall with the Gucci flip flop.
Most of them had a do rag on most of the time, so you don't even see their hair for real until it's like they gotta go somewhere
it's go
where they
time.
Gotta take it off. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
So. I'm sorry,
Mike. Yeah,
this is Mike. Yeah, I just jumped in. Like, who's that dude?
Right.
All right, so
little
Mike, you know, producer, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, how often do you do patients that? I'm sorry, I might have gave it away. How often do you do customers that have some sort of health issue, alopecia or cancer or
right?
Like, how often is it not vanity? It's it's a health concern.
Let's see. I would say probably about a good 15-20% of my clients.
Okay.
Yeah.
So most people are just.
Most is vanity, though.
Okay. Yeah. And you do.
Oh, well, hold on. Well, I can't call it vanity because it's not. It really, honestly, it's like people can't grow. They conscious about them balding or whatever. Like I said, I can't really say it's vanity like that. You know what I mean? It's really.
Working with
the head. Yeah. And male pattern baldness, it can be considered a disease or like a sickness in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you can, it's nothing you could do about it, honestly.
Right.
So is Mike's head like a perfect head for like a man weave? Because like you know he has like the perfect milk dud head.
Man, that's hilarious, man.
Pause yourself. Number one.
I just looked over and I was like,
so Wade now already had a conversation about this. Yeah,
we
already prepped him that you're going to try to throw me under the bald bus. Ball bus pulling up. Nah.
That's funny.
But I will say that my beard is whack, though.
You could just change your look for the weekend. He could do a little frontal joint.
Do the beard joint.
That might just be tough just to throw people off. Our next event, Sanjay, I'm going to have like dreads with the big crazy joint.
The crazy Philly beard.
With the taco meat. You got to do my whole situation.
Hey, they sell taco meat. Lace units.
Yo, I need
that. Chest hair?
Yeah, so I need the whole.
Nah, it's like a real thing. Like I said, like in Hollywood and like, you know, it's something for everything.
I need the dreads. I need the big Ock, the big, you know, Islamic Philly ball joint. I need that. I need that. And I need the taco meat. So I'm gonna have the bow tie hanging down with the shirt open.
All that.
With the taco meat.
All of that.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I said it is really fascinating to me. And I said some women, who I know who have everything done.
Yeah.
They got everything done. They got their boobs done. They got their butt done. They got the weave. They got the nails. And they're like, nah, I won't date nobody with a man weave.
Right.
And I just looked at them because, you know, I may rock clip-ins and stuff like that here and there if I'm traveling or vacation, but that's not my everyday thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like not a newbie to the weave thing, but it's like it's not my everyday thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand where I'm like, but when I see someone, that's what you do, and then you hypocritical about.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And hair for women, it's an accessory. You know what I mean? So why can't it be the same thing for men?
A woman said to me, she's like, Sanjay, you know, at this stage, if he has a good heart and, you know, he treats me right, and that's the only thing, you know, that because he just wants to make himself feel better about himself because he's bold and whatever, like, I don't care. I would date someone with a man weave.
Yeah, and I don't see nothing wrong with that, man. I mean, it's funny because some wives make their husband's appointments for them.
Oh, wow.
They call me and be like, listen, I'm going to bring my man through, hook him up, you know. Then I had some girlfriends that come with their dudes. I actually stopped that now. I don't let you bring your girl no more because it'd be too much.
There's too much opinions. Too like, what opinions, you doing?
Asking questions. Like, you know, doing it. You going to do this? You going to do this? Nah, like, chill. I got this.
Right. So you could do like a mohawk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man weave.
Do a mohawk and everything.
It's the best of both worlds. Like a great barber. Now he's a great unit installator.
Man.
Oh, man. No. I mean, I could see it really changing people's lives. They look, you know, and because that people are insecure about their bald stuff. You talk to a man, and especially with their hairline receding or something, you're just like, you know, they get really sensitive about it, or they wear hats all the time, or
I got some dudes, man, they'd be like, bro, listen, I don't take my hat off for nobody. Like, it's that bad. I have people that if they always wear hats, and if the you know, they'll be like, yo, I gotta come through because I gotta go to church, I got a funeral. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't go in there with a hat on,
right.
And I'm not taking it off if I don't get this done. You know what I'm saying?
So do you also help with just hair growth? I mean, because sometimes people have alopecia, but they, you know, they don't necessarily need to get a unit, but you can help them do different procedures to kind of help grow back their hair.
Yeah. I do have some products that will help you grow your hair, depending on where you at. Like, if it's too far gone, then, you know. Hey, I shaved that day. Hey, so... Yeah, depending on where you at in the process, because if it's too gone, then it ain't really nothing we can do for real. But, you know, there's some people that just start. And I've had guys that come to me and be like, man, I want a unit. And I'd be like, bro, you don't need it. Like, you're not that gone. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not doing that. That's good. I mean, and that's important. You know, like, I know that shows a good hairstylist, period, instead of just trying to get the
just
money.
Integrity. Yeah, I'm good. I ain't
it's like, you know, if you're able to work with someone and really help them in, I said, wherever they are in their hair situation, then you could kind of save them. You can save them.
I try. Those who I can, I do, man. But, you know, all depends.
So let me ask, where do you see this man weave going from here? Like, now you're training, you're doing these online classes. What's next for Weave?
Well, for me, like I said, we're doing online classes, we're starting that. But I do want to do a school. You know, the unit thing here is surpassed my mind. Like, I never thought it would be like it is, man. Mm-hmm. I just did this. I started doing this for fun, you know. And as one of the, you know, the first, I guess, Afro-American guys that's doing it, you know, in the world, I would say. Like, it's just been a blessing, man. Now I mentor a lot of guys, a lot of young ladies as well. And so I just want to continue with the education part. Because I can see that, you know, that's been my main thing, because I don't want to be behind the chair for forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little older. My body's starting to tear down.
How many clients are, majority of clients African-American?
Majority. Well, I do other races, you know, Caucasians, Latina, different.
So what's the difference between what you do in hair plugs?
Hair plugs. What else would you see?
You know how, like, you know, with white guys, you know, you'll see the commercial, like, hair plug for men or something.
So I still have a lot of clients that have got that procedure. They done spent $10,000 and got that done, and still it didn't work out for them.
Like Donald Trump or something like that. One of those.
Yeah. So it didn't work out for them.
Nope, they wasted their money, and they still come to me. I mean,
and you hook them up.
So it's not for everybody, but for some guys it worked. You know, it just depends, though. It really just depends.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I said this has been education.
Absolutely.
This has been education for me. Yeah. I mean, I literally found out about this probably a month ago.
Wow.
And I was in disbelief because then I started looking at Jai Dennis here because you cut Jai Dennis here in one of your pictures and I was like,
don't do that to my bro. He don't have one.
No, he didn't.
I know he didn't. I was like, he ain't coming away. Why ain't coming away for?
I do cuts, he's good,
but I'm saying
that was my first thing was doing the haircuts, man.
Right. Now everybody gonna give you the side eye.
Everybody.
You stand behind your product, you wear your product.
Give your information again. I said this has been educating, but it does. I completely understand how this can change someone's life. Mm-hmm. How a man who has a receding hairline, because my uncle, mm-hmm, I'm gonna show you a picture of him.
Yeah.
I'll be like, baby, let it go, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
has dreads, like his dreads start here.
The dreads
start right here, you know.
No.
So I will send him the picture of the predator, like.
Oh no!
Oh God!
I be like, yo, dude,
Yeah, dread life. How long he had him though? He had him over
long time. I mean, it's long. His dreads are down to here. It just
dreads really do pull your hairline.
Yeah,
they pull it out.
It just starts.
The life of dreads is probably about the most 10-11 years. Ooh. You know what I mean? And so if you haven't passed that,
yeah, he's had it for a very. And I said his hair is long, but I'm like, dude, and he just is like, nah, you know, like that's his crown of glory. Right?
The weight of it and all that stuff is pulling. Like, and if it's that long, that's heavy. That's heavy, man. So it's crazy though, but man, like the unit thing, man. It's I don't know, man. Guys really like calling me, man. Like it's. Honestly, I love this, you know, being able to do this because the dudes be calling me like, bro, my life has changed, man. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, mad chicks.
just the confidence. And so, when you got your confidence, it's like you hold your whole swag. You move a different way.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean... Because they bagging women, you know, under this pretense, though.
Y'all do the same thing though.
But you know, sometimes.
Listen, hold up. Listen, no, because you done pull somebody off, you know, off your looks, and then when we get to the crib or whatever, over time, you know, things change. You know, ain't the same shorty I saw. You know what I mean? You tricked me. But
I guess
you just gotta know it's the potential. I know what you could look like. That's what you gotta keep in your mind. I know what your potential is. You got the potential, you know, even if it ain't you all the day.
Well, I said I wanted to bring you in because I felt that women, you know, we are a women empowerment magazine, but you know, you need to know what's going on out there,
right,
and how you can help your man. You know, your man may need this. You know, if he's feeling down, may be going through a midlife crisis. You know. Whatever was going on, because hair on a man or woman can change the game for them.
Yeah.
You know, if you're losing it, that is not a boost to your confidence. You know, it makes you insecure a lot, because we were just talking about someone and someone mentioned his receding hairline and they were like, oh, he got touchy. And I was just like,
yeah, wow. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like, you push my guys in the mirror like, yo, my barber pushed my hairline back.
Yeah.
It is
a thing about pushing their hairline back.
Yep. Right. Women, we can't just care about our own hair. We got to care about our men.
Yes. Yeah. Take care of
their hair.
Men.
Needs love too.
So go ahead, Wade. Give all your information because I'm sure people are going to be contacting you.
That's what's up. Well, you can follow me on all social media outlets. Wade the Barber, Instagram. My website is wadethebarber.com, www.wadethebarber.com. I'm doing classes. You can sign up and you can come learn if you want to learn, for those who are hairstylists and barbers. If you just want to make an appointment for your dude or whatever, you know what I mean? You can do
that's a nice little Valentine's Day present.
Yeah, whole time.
You want some hair, baby, Valentine's Day.
Hey, but you got to do it ahead of time because actually most of February is already booked up.
Oh,
but
how long does it take? Because I mean, you're so busy.
Yeah, it books like a month. Between a month and 2 months in advance. But people cancel, certain things happen, you know what I mean? So, if, you know, I can slide it.
And your phone number for that?
Okay, so I don't want people calling me per
not
se.
But just you, go but to the,
if you go
the
to the website. No, okay. Go to the website. Go to the website. Because waitthebarber.com, that's how you got to do the appointment anyway. You got to fill out the form that's on there. Oh. So go to the website, you click hair units, and then you fill out the form and submit it on there. And then my assistant, she'll be in touch with you because you're going to have to send hair pictures of your hair and the style that you want. So
because like Wade got juices and berries up in his beard and his hair. You know what I mean? Man. It's like it's thick and healthy and jet black.
The Popeye's big.
His stuff is like... razor sharp. Okay.
I just shaved it up before I came because I didn't know.
You didn't know if the camera was gonna be like, right.
I was like, you know, I don't know. I ain't want to be caught with my work undone. You feel me?
I got you. But he looks good with his lady. So if you want your man to have a full beard or he want to change up his little look for the weekend, he's going to Miami. Sure. Like, Chris, you up in the building. You going to Miami and Monaco. You may want to change up your look and get a little fake beard.
Right.
Oh, man. A fake beard. You ain't got to do it like that.
The words we're using.
I do not have one. I don't have one on my beard.
He does not have one.
Hey, but... I don't like to do the beers, but if you want to get one, we make it happen.
But just for the weekend.
Just for the weekend.
Yeah. A little song, just for the weekend. Yeah. No, so anyway, no. But he's really changing people's lives. And I said, if you are suffering from alopecia or any other hair ailments, you should definitely check him out because I was completely impressed. And I have to go to the shop because I need to see one of these person.
Yeah, and if they've been diagnosed too, I do insurance. I take insurance too.
Just changed the game.
Yeah, took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, you've been diagnosed.
It's a little 200 for the weekend, a little frontal. No, okay. No, all right.
It's crazy, yo.
Two rims.
Nah. Yeah, no, but you got to have it on your plan, though. Because a lot of people be wanting it, but they ain't got that plan that covers that.
What covers that?
So I don't know exactly because it's different plans or whatever.
Different plans and different insurance companies that have things. Yeah.
But if it covers hair systems, cranial prostheses, you'll be good. Because that's the term, the right word for it is cranial prostheses.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Yeah. Like, you know, my mom just got a breast reduction and she had to, you know, have it. It was on her insurance. Right. You know what I mean? Because it would have to be a certain amount of, if it was too heavy, you know, it was something along those lines, certain guidelines that she had to have so she could have a reduction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I just never knew that was on insurance. Like when you have open enrollment, I've never looked at that. Like, does it cover that?
Gotcha. Anyway, thank you so much, Wade. I'm so glad you came all the way down for Glen Burnie.
Yes.
To join us and you informed us. I learned a lot. You know, and I need to see it in person. I need to feel it. I need to touch it all up in it.
But you're doing good things. You're changing people's lives.
You're changing people's lives.
Yeah, supposed to have some of my work on that new show Man Cave on BET tonight. So I'm gonna try to rush up out of here
tonight?
So I can make tonight.
Oh really? With Jeff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With Jeff and Tank, I think is on there tonight.
Oh, wow.
So I know I signed some release forms for them to use my pictures the other day. So they're supposed to be talking about it on there tonight. So we'll see.
See, I'm telling you. We had a game
worldwide.
Real quick.
Nah, man,
worldwide Wade. Worldwide Wade. Check them out. Man, thank you guys.
Down. Hey, hold your mask down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? That's that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes, fashion, shows, trap, house, made it, gold. Control the bag now. Control. No need.